The Pigpen Theater Company, which was founded by recent graduates of the Carnegie Mellon University School of Drama, has been developing an unconventional performance style that incorporates music, puppetry, shadow, and light. Their first full-length production, The Old Man and the Old Moon, is a folklore-inspired play with music written and composed by members of the company. It runs through January 6th at the Gym at Judson, that's at 243 Thompson Street. The company has also recently released its debut folk album called Bremen, all of which brings to our show actor Ryan Malia, Dan Wessler, who composes music, plays accordion, is also a cast member, and Lydia Fine, who designed the show's set, costumes, and puppets. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here.
So this is your first full-length show. What have you been doing up to now? Small pieces?
The previous plays we've written were all, I would consider them, you know, feature-length plays, but they were all under an hour. So this really was taking what we've worked on in the past and just sort of expanding it and giving it a more epic scope.
And how did you all come to work together, the seven of you? It's one thing to work on a project at a school, but quite different to form a company.
Yeah, we all went to school together at Carnegie Mellon. We met as freshmen, all the actors and the musicians and everything, all seven of us. And then Lydia was in the class above us.
So you're the elder statesman here?
I'm the elder.
and the only woman in the group.
And the only woman in the group. So we started writing our plays at school for this festival where the plays really could only be about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we wrote them for that.
And did you know right from the start that you wanted to do this kind of theater as opposed to putting on Death of a Salesman or
yeah,
something
the
like that?
Yeah, the setup
there's
for
still time for Death of a Salesman, but I think
yeah, with puppets and with
I don't
some,
see why not.
Music.
That could be great. But yeah. I think it was really a style and an aesthetic that we kind of found together. When we were working on our first show, we spent a lot of time doing these sort of storytelling exercises, mm-hmm, and things to just come up with ideas. And we wrote one play, which we were very unhappy with, and we tried to, you know, stick with it, and then we ended up doing this little storytelling exercise, a thing where you sit in a circle and everybody says a sentence and you just go around, and we came up with this amazing ghost story, and from there I think we started to let some of the more folk oriented influences, yeah, permeate the work, and that became the music and that became the writing.
And Lydia, the puppets and some of the other things that you've incorporated here go back to some of the most ancient forms of theater. Mm-hmm. So this was part of the idea?
Yeah, a lot of how we started was that we had nothing to work with. You know, we had no budget for these smaller shows that we were doing at school. So it was kind of, we started with cardboard and like sticks from outside. We built a deer out of all sticks and an old burlap bag. And then from there, we started to just hone in on that aesthetic and keep pushing ourselves to use really simple materials and just to really let the imagination do the work for the audience.
And where did your name, the Pigpen Theater, come from?
Good question.
Interesting question. When we were doing our first show, we had to submit a form saying, we're going to do a show, please let us do the show at school. And we had no idea what the show was going to be like, what the aesthetic was. We didn't know yet, but we had to fill out the form. And we were scrambling just for a title of the show itself. And we were sort of sitting over this piece of paper, and one of the members had a T-shirt that had some writing on it, and we literally just said, oh, Pigpen. And we chose Pigpen, and that sort of stuck, and it stuck with the aesthetic that
we've
came
come
after.
Up with a couple of better
that's
stories.
That's how Shakespeare's Theater Company got
well,
named.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
They said, let's name it after Will.
Yeah, that's what we heard. So, and actually, it's interesting you mentioned that, because retrospectively now, we can go back and realize, well, a lot of the, you know, Elizabethan theater actually took place in pig pens, literally.
They didn't have enough money or funding.
Yeah, so I think there's something about the name that does stick.
Mm-hmm. Lydia, you were a year ahead,
yes,
of the others. So you graduated a year ahead?
Yes, I did.
But you stayed loyal to the group?
I stayed loyal to the group. They came out for a summer, and we did a show at Irondale Center for the Arts in Brooklyn. And so that was another – they were doing shows at Fringe, too. So we kind of kept working even though I wasn't there anymore. And we did a – that was a full-length – almost, yeah, full length, a little under an hour, yeah, but that was like a more developed piece of something we had started at school.
Are they all similar?
They all have a similar aesthetic that goes throughout them, but the stories are
all
different.
Which is fantastical and folkloric.
And it's always based around music, and there's always puppetry, and there's always shadow puppetry, and there's always, you know, that element of make-believe that it's very simple. And
must it always be original work? Can you ever imagine doing someone else's piece somewhere down in the future?
Yeah, I think we're very open, and actually there's a few projects that we sort of have in the on the back burner that we'd love to adapt other people's work in our style. But I think when we came to New York, we really wanted to establish ourselves as, you know, the company that writes, performs, plays, and directs, acts their own work. So at least this first show is all, everything's original. Mm-hmm.
And what inspired the story of the old man and the old moon? Since all of the performers are male, I'm assuming that affects where stories can go. Unless
you'd be surprised.
Well, one of the men is playing a woman, but it's a very small part.
Mm-hmm. That was actually the biggest challenge for this show.
You could have done it, couldn't you? Played that part?
I don't know.
Oh, we asked.
I stayed behind it. But we've had other shows that have women in it, but we've always treated them as shadow puppets, and so this time was kind of we wanted to make her more of a focus. And so this was kind of an experiment on how far can you ask the audience to go with you.
Well, you do use shadow puppets in this as well. And you're happy to perform and design the puppets and set and not also be part of the cast?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It's all a very integrated process. For this time around, we got a big studio space in Brooklyn, and we basically set up a work area so that we were kind of rehearsing and also building at the same time. So the work was very like cyclical, like we would all kind of be reacting to things in the room versus having it all split off and then all coming together for a production meeting later on. We were always all together and just kind of we would storyboard every moment of the show and then figure out what we actually needed to make and how it needed to operate, how many people were available to do it, and it kind of all came together that way.
Because a lot of the narrative is portrayed using the puppets. Some of the scenes are quite complex. Mm-hmm. And all the cast members have to learn to be puppeteers on top of everything else?
Yeah, well, just like anything else in our shows, I think we've really I keep moving this chair around. we've really developed our skills in with every show, depending on the roles we've been cast in. So I really didn't have much of an opportunity to do much of the puppeteering until this show. And now I feel like I have a new skill that I didn't have before. Mm-hmm. But that's true of the music, too. None of us were really musicians until we started doing these plays.
Dan, you didn't play accordion before?
I didn't play accordion. I played piano, which actually, if you play the piano, it's very easy to pick up a piano accordion.
My guests are Dan Wessler, Ryan Malia, Lydia Fine. We're talking about The Old Man and The Old Moon. That will become clear in a moment. Pigpen Theater Company's production that is at the gym at Judson Memorial Church at 243 Thompson Street through January 6th. Lydia, you also designed the set, which, along with the shadow puppets, takes the cast through seas, a desert, an imperial prison fish, a hot air balloon.
Yeah, it's all over the map.
You had to be very ingenious to do all of that on a budget of $2.38.
Yes, it was tricky. I worked, Bart Courtwright did the lights for the show, and we've always had a very kind of smooth working relationship where we sit down together at the beginning of it all and kind of map out where we have to go with this. This one took us to the bottom of the ocean, to the sky, all over. So we kind of had to just figure out a way to make it the most fluid for them because it's only the seven of them operating everything. And that's always been like a very important element to the shows, that you see it all happening in front of you. So that's kind of how we started the process.
Now, Ryan, was the intention always to make this a family-friendly show?
Yeah, when we were first making our shows, we were always aware of our inspirations were animation. Those are things that we all agree that those are the things that made us want to be actors, made us want to be writers, creators, everything. So that sort of sense of it's for everyone always was there from the beginning, but also, and the type of storytelling it is, but also the fact that we were writing them at school, they had this fairy tale folklore, but they also were for people our age at first.
Yeah, I think because we were performing these shows for college students at first, there's a really nice sort of intersection in college between, you know, the kid and the adult. And I think we bridged that gap just because we wanted an outlet for our sense of play. And now that we're doing them for, you know, the public, we're realizing how broad an appeal the shows have.
Well, during the holiday season.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, Brian, you play the old man who fills the moon, which is leaking. You fill it with light every evening. When did it start to leak? I hadn't noticed.
Oh, gosh. Centuries ago. Yeah, the whole tale, I don't want to give away the ending or what.
No, but he does go on a quest to find his missing wife, and suddenly... The nights become very dark.
He's not filling the moon anymore because he's chosen to go and find his wife who was left to find something else. And so because of that, the moon starts leaking more and more until we finally see that the moon is gone and what happens to the world when the moon's gone.
Yeah, it's kind of an origin story, I think, of how the moon cycle that we now know came to
place. So
there was a time when
very scientific.
The moon had a leak and... It needed to be refilled every day.
Yeah.
I always thought there was a man up there, but
We'll have to see the show.
And there's some
find out if there's more to that story.
You call your rehearsals untraditional. Do you have a director?
No,
we don't.
No,
we've
set directors. I wish. We have nine directors when everyone's in the room. But I think that's really the greatest strength of the company is that anyone can hop off stage and look at the picture and say, well, this needs to be fixed or this is working beautifully, and we all trust each other enough to know that that's true.
You also incorporate folk songs, but you compose these folk songs?
Yes.
We do, yeah.
And then other people play different instruments. You've learned how to play the accordion, you say?
Yeah, well, that's another thing that sort of happened in terms of for each show, we've sort of not limited ourselves in terms of saying what the show is going to have in it, like for Lydia saying it's going to be at the bottom of the sea and in the sky, and we sort of write everything we want, and it comes to be because we, you know, try to figure out how we can do it with what we have, and music is the same way. So we all sort of picked up instruments along the way just according to what kind of sounds we want.
A listener called in to wondering whether you knew about a play that Paul Fils did on Broadway in the early 70s, a show
Paul Sills did Story Theater. That's a great inspiration for us. That I think has a more sort of improvisational aspect to it than some of what we do. But a couple of us were in productions of that, I think, and that definitely played a role in the way we create things together.
Now, I mentioned that the show is kid-friendly. Don't you also have a contract to write a children's book?
Yeah.
Is that the whole company?
Thanks for reminding us.
Yes, the whole company.
Better get on it.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
And that's going to be the first children's book you've written?
Yeah, that's going to be the first book we've written, period. But it's going to be a children's book in the style of, I think, one of our plays, an epic, I don't know how much I can give away, but we've explored a lot of different environments in our plays from, you know, sort of seafaring shanty-esque kind of tales to, you know, dark, woodsy kind of ghost stories, and this is going to be a spacefaring adventure. Ah. So.
Well, the CD I mentioned called Bremen, does that contain songs from the show?
It does, yeah. It has, I think, three songs from this show particularly, but then the rest of the CD is made up primarily of songs from other shows as well, so it's sort of
greatest hits.
Greatest hits. Exactly.
And Lydia, are you going to illustrate the children's book?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you?
Are you?
Yes.
Thank you so much, all of you. Lydia Fine, Dan Wessler, Ryan Malia, from this off-Broadway production of The Old Man and the Old Moon by the Pig Pen Theater Company. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Too much wine.
Done dance for too long. We raised our glass, we drank down fast as we waltzed to our favorite song, as we cried wild.